This is where I am going to be sharing my life journey, my daily experiences, everything that I have learned so far, which is a great deal, and more importantly, how I implemented the new information, the new learning into my life. I'm going to share that with you because I also want to see you improve every aspect of your life that you want to improve on. We have been conditioned since birth to have certain beliefs based on our culture, based on our environment, external and internal. And our body and our system as a whole, there is no separation. We are 50 trillion cells all working together. Everything works together. There is no separation. Everything works together all the time, at all times. So, with this understanding, I want to talk to you about a method that I've been using that I can measure my improvements, my success, day to day, at any given moment. You can stop and ask me where I am at any given time, at any given day, and I can explain to you where I am in my growth. I can explain to you where I am at in my improvement ladder on that day, on that time that you ask me. Okay. This method I refer to as PPRR. And that stands for preparation, practice, reflection, repetition. And I'm going to give you an example on how to use this, because this is the most important practice that you can do in your personal life and have true measurement of where you are in your life and what you are doing and how well you're improving or if you're staying stagnant. But if you put this method into practice on a daily basis, we only worry about today, you will know and you will be able to measure it, because tomorrow you will feel yesterday. And we'll get into that later. But the PPRR is designed to uncondition everything that we have learned, right? Because we know we are conditioned. We know that we do things a certain way based on our belief system. I won't get too deep into the belief system because that will be a separate topic, but it will be attached to this series. So, our belief system is just accumulation of information that we ourselves considered to be truth. We took this information because it was repetitive over and over and over in our environment that we took it and believed to be truth. There's some positive things and some negative things in there. My personal experience has been mostly negative. A lot of the things that I have learned and been conditioned with since child has been negative. I did not have the parent who explained to me why I couldn't have that toy at the store. Because I said so. Because I don't have the money. Because you don't deserve it. Because not right now. Because put it back. Stop touching things. Right? This is just an example of conditioning as a child. When you hear this over and over, you put your own idea together. You put your own understanding of this together. Your subconscious mind is creating stories because you don't have that right information. Right? And now as parents, we also do the same. We do not explain thoroughly to our children. We actually do exactly the same thing that we were told as kids. No, put it back. You don't deserve it. Not today. Not the way you were behaving. Right? So that conditioning is not about the toy. The conditioning of that is our information, our question of why was not met. We did not get that information. We did not understand the why part. So because of that, we created our own belief system of that scenario. And once we hear it over and over, each store visit, each place, you know, each time we go to the park and we want to go play and the answer is no with no explanation, we put all these things together and that becomes our belief system. So because of that, we tend to feel like we are not worthy. We stop asking these why questions. And we just accept it as, okay, it is what it is, right? And we move on. We begin this conditioning of not questioning anything. So when we begin this conditioning of not questioning anything, we are gullible to believe anything. So because we are gullible to believe anything and any new information that feeds our subconscious mind and our memory bank that lines up with an explanation of how we should have been explained the no, you can't have it situation in the store. One second here. Good morning. Have a great day. Thank you. Sorry about that. I am currently at work, and because I don't like to procrastinate and I want to put this information out there, now is the time, right? Tomorrow doesn't exist, only right now. So back to the conditioning aspect of it. So we stop asking these questions. We stop asking the why questions, and we put this information together in our own stories of the why, right? Because we weren't nurtured, we weren't answered, we weren't given any information. And it's not to blame our parents, right? They did the best that they could with the tools that they were given, right? And the same, you know, me saying that, yeah, we also do this with our own kids. right? And it's just a reflection of what we were given. So that's exactly what we give out, and then it becomes generational. But the purpose of just sharing this information is the very, very first thing that we have to do to improve our personal life on a day-to-day basis is using that method, PPRR. Okay, first, we have to select one area, okay? No more than one, begin with one, okay? Because the conditioning that we currently have is a lot. We are going to begin to do things that don't align with our belief system, and we are going to be fighting ourselves. We are going to be struggling between being conscious and subconscious, and the program is going to want to talk us out of it. The program is going to tell you the belief system that we have and bring that back constantly to discourage you. Right? So, we want to begin the practice. Here's what I personally recommend based on my understanding and based on my personal journey. And I will share these stories. I will share about the PTSD. I will share my life story as a growing up as a child and everything that I have encountered. Okay? And it will all be based on first-hand experience, and I will break down everything for you to completely understand where my conditioning came from and why my behavior patterns as an adult were showing up, because now I truly understand that and I am able to teach that. So we are going to pick one area of our life. My recommendation is going to be eating. Focus on nutrition. Focus on true cell food. Focus on non-GMO food. Focus on eating natural food. Okay? So the very first step is to learn, unlearn, and relearn. Okay? This is how we are going to be able to change that program that we have, that belief system that we have in regards to nutrition, in regards to food. Okay? Don't read old, outdated information when it comes to food. We all see it all around us. If these foods that we are eating are healthy, why do we have so many sick people? Why do we have people that are overweight? Why do we take this whole idea of aging to be natural? I know people that are in their 90s, hundreds, and are still walking straight up, not hunchback. They're not in wheelchairs, they're not in walkers, they're walking around and active. And then I also see some 50-year-olds in walkers. Some, you know, have become amputees. So there's a lot of variables there, but it all comes down to nutrition. It all comes down to the internal and external environment that we are experiencing. So, here's where we implement the PPRR, okay? Preparation. In the morning, you use the preparation. How am I going to prepare today? How am I going to put this action of eating better today? Okay? More than likely, you have a routine. More than likely, you have to go to work because that is just the simulation that we live in at this moment. So you have to go to work, and knowing that you have to go to work, you know exactly what time you have breakfast, you know what time you have a snack. If you have a snack, please stop snacking. Good morning.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Snacking is a no-no. We don't need snacks. Okay. We weren't designed for snacks. If you're going to do the snack thing, then snack all day. But healthy food, and don't have meals. And if you're going to have meals, but don't snack. So the practice is to prepare, to put a plan together and have healthier options ready and available for you to eat. Because you know you have to eat, and you're already conditioned to have 3 meals a day, which is insane. You are led to believe that you have a need for 3 meals a day because you were conditioned this way. So you have to unlearn that and relearn what the body truly needs. But you don't have to dive into all the information like I did and read and read and read and read. You don't have to do that. You just have to pay attention to how your body feels. And you will be able to pay attention to how your body feels is because you're going to be in this daily practice. Okay, so the first step is preparation. Understanding how many times you are going to eat, and more importantly, what you're going to eat. So you have to prepare to be able to have the food available that you want to implement in your life for your improvement. Good morning. Thank you. You too. So once you have the preparation work done, and we're only worried about today. We're not doing meal prep for the week. We're not doing none of that. Tomorrow doesn't exist. Only right now. Only today. Once you have your preparation ready, then you put it into practice. Right? When the meal time comes, push it a little further if you can. If you are at work and you only have that lunchtime, then let that be your lunchtime. Right? During that lunchtime, don't think about anything other than the food that you're eating. Recognize the food that you're eating and why you're eating that food. Be mindful while you're eating. Be present when you're eating. And remind yourself how important this is for your body, how important this is for the change that you want to create, the improvement that you want in your personal life, and the reason you're doing it. Think about this over and over as you're eating. Give yourself that time. Put the phone away. Leave the phone alone. Be in your own thoughts as you're eating. Good morning.
Morning. How you doing, man?
Great. How are you?
I'm all right. What's the temperature today?
97.5. Yeah.
Too fast.
Have a great day. You too. Thank you. Good morning. Thank you very much. Have a great day. So put the phone away, eat, and enjoy your time. Let this be your sacred time. This is the time between you and you. Nobody else. Your personal experience, and recognize why you're doing these changes. Recognize why you're making this improvement in your life. Okay? That is the practice. And the same thing. After you eat, recognize how your body feels. see how you feel after you eat. Try to be in your body and not in your thoughts. Try to feel what your body is feeling and understand your energy levels, right? And I'm not talking after you're done, because it takes time, right? Understand how you feel. And if you can do that at every single meal and reflect after you eat how your body feels, you will know and recognize that, and you're training yourself, you're teaching yourself that this is going to be a process. In your practice, you're going to eat healthier. In your practice, you're going to reflect after your meal to feel how this meal changes your biology, changes your environment. So that is the practice. Reflection, at the end of the day, you go over and write down what you ate, write down how it made you feel for that meal. Write down the struggles that you had, if you had any thoughts of not eating this or wanting to eat something else, or if you slightly drifted off and you know, ate something that wasn't so healthy, that wasn't on your original preparation plan. Write that down and try to analyze what caused that. What caused you to wanting to eat, let's say, some chips from the vending machine, aside from what you were already eating that was healthy? Was it the salt in those chips? Was it the oil in those chips? All the preservatives and the additives that they put into these chips that makes us crave these foods? What was it that you... what was the sensation that you wanted to go and eat those chips? Right? And if you can write that down and truly understand that, then you will know what you need to do the next day. During your reflection time, this is when you start putting together and align your information with tomorrow's preparation. Okay, if it's these chips and you were craving that salt, something else, because, you know, healthy food times, you know, more than often it's blend food, and there's a reason for that. But during the transition, you could also incorporate other things. You can incorporate healthy alternatives, you know, use a sea salt, you know, in your healthy food. Not a lot, sea salt, because you're in transition. We want to get rid of all this madness. We want to allow our body to detox and remove all this excess stuff. The reason we are overweight is because we have excess stuff in our body. The reason we are sick is because we have excess stuff in our body. So we need to stop eating for periods at a time and allow the body to process what's in there. Let it burn what's in there. If we continue to feed it three meals a day, continuous snacks all day, we never allow the body to do what the body is going to do. We never will allow the body to do how and what it was designed to do. But if we have a plan in place and we put the PPRR into practice on a daily basis, now you have the control and the ability to make that change. Why? Because you truly want that change, and you truly will have a way to measure it on a day-to-day basis. If you start craving foods throughout the day during your practice, go for a walk. If you go for a 15 to 20 minute walk, fast pace, deep breath, that craving that you have about food will go away. The signals between your gut and your brain are not about hunger. You are not hungry. You are conditioned. It's a repetitive program. It's a program that tells you that this is what you need because it is conditioned. It knows exactly what time you eat. It knows your patterns of life. It learned it. So, as an example, if you eat lunch at 12 o'clock every day at work, usually 30 minutes before then, you will start feeling your tummy rumble. You will start thinking about food. Your acids will begin to move around in your stomach and growl, right? Because the body is preparing itself for food. It's preparing itself to deal with what's coming. Good morning. Have a great day. Thank you. So it's not a matter of you being hungry. It's a conditioning. It's a program. So we have to learn how to do it. We have to unlearn all the nutrition and information that we have. Just forget it all. Start fresh. Start doing your own research and your own gathering of information of what is current and what is true with cell food. Our cells are made out of minerals. Nothing to it. Find the foods that have those minerals that are natural. Find the foods that feed the cells that of which you are created of. It doesn't make sense to eat foods that are not cell food. We are 50 trillion cells, all working together at all time. We have to provide the cells the food that they are made of. So unlearn everything that you have learned when it comes to health foods. Focus on cell food. Focus on natural. And what I mean by natural is any food, any plant, any fruit, every nut, every seed that can reproduce itself, that can be planted, and if not picked, the seeds and the fruits fall on the ground and it can reproduce itself naturally, that is natural. Seedless fruit is not natural. GMO foods are not natural. Don't get caught up in this whole illusion of organic. Organic just means it's the process, how they raise this GMO. Right? You have organic carrots. A carrot is not natural. A carrot's a GMO. A carrot is a wild yam and the queen anne lace flower. It's a combination of that. That was created, right? So, and they have organic carrots. So organic means the process of which they raise it. They don't have no pesticides and none of that. But carrots don't need that anyways because of all the chemicals that are in there, they are not needed to. Give me one second here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Have a great day. Carrots are already have too many chemicals. They already have starch, and we can get into that. But learn the new information, the new understanding of true health food. And the health food all revolves around cell food. We should not consume anything that doesn't have cell food in it. We should not be consuming things that don't have the minerals that our cells need, because it just becomes waste. And that's what we're processing. Waste, waste, waste. Good morning. Have a great day. Thank you. So that is the unlearning process. And then relearning is learning and making a list of the information that you gather and the information that you are now going to implement in your daily practice, your daily PPRR, right? So now you've discovered that carrots are no good. You discovered that broccoli is no good. You discovered that cauliflower is no good. Potatoes are no good. There's a small potato, you know, called the red rose, which is very similar to the original potato. So you can consume that. But for the meantime, because it's very difficult to find, just avoid it. If you want potatoes, get the burro banana while it's green. You can use that as a supplement as potato, and it tastes exactly just like potato. So that's just some of the information that I've gathered, and I will share that on a different episode. And I will bring on some of the people that I'm learning from when it comes to cell food, and they'll talk on this podcast, so you'll get more familiar with that. So I will give you some of that information as well, because everything that I have learned, I want to share with you guys so you can improve your life. But the most important part of this entire podcast and everything that you are going to learn about childhood trauma, about meditation, about yoga practices, about everything that we share on this podcast, the most important thing is the PPRR. Without that, you're just collecting more information and more data. But if we don't put it into practice every single day, our life is not going to improve. We are not going to outgrow our environment. We are going to continue wishing and hoping that our life will change eventually. 1 second. Good morning, sir. How are you? Have a great day. Thank you. Unless we put all this information into practice on a daily basis, no meal prep. Scratch that idea. Don't think about going to the grocery store and buying an entire cart full of food. Nobody needs that. Nobody needs that. Let your practice going to the store on your way home from work with the understanding during your reflection time of how you felt, how these foods allowed you to feel, and make a conscious decision of how you are going to prepare for tomorrow and what you're going to eat tomorrow. At that time, you go, good morning. Thank you very much. Have a great day. At that time is when you select what you're going to eat. And you're only going to buy what you are going to eat. Don't buy bulk. That's a conditioning system. And we'll get into all of that. We'll get into the advertisement. We'll get into the colors of advertisement. How they change your mood and your behaviors, and how they even lay out the store for you to overconsume and overbuy things. We are conditioned to go to the store on a weekly basis and buy the groceries that we need. Okay? That is a conditioning system, and that's how we overeat. Because if we have these things in our home, we are more than likely going to consume them. Good morning. Have a great day. Thank you. If we don't have this food available, if we don't have these snacks and these unhealthy treats and unhealthy cereals and unhealthy milk and all these, you know, processed foods with tons of ingredients that you don't know what those ingredients are, yet you're putting it in your body and you're telling your body, hey, do something with this. Well, your body's going to do something with it, all right, because it's not cell food. And we'll get into how all that works when you swallow and how the cells and everything gets that mineral. So you will know and have an understanding of how it goes in your body and how it works and how the system receives what it is and what it isn't. It rejects it and how it breaks that down. How it breaks meat down. We don't digest meat. But that is another topic, and we'll get into that. But my point is that all the information that we learn through the process of learning, right? Which is learn, unlearn, relearn. That is the process of everything, because we have to go against our conditioning. We have to know and tell ourselves that our conditioning is questionable. Everything. Question everything. Continue to be that child. Continue to be that why. Why? Why? And if you don't get the right answer where you understand it, don't stop there. Continue the why. Continue the why until you get a full understanding and you have your needs met of trying to understand something. Once you begin to collect that information, you're going to have a sense of power. And that sense of power could only be implemented in our lives if we put it into practice. If we do not put it into practice, we are not going to outgrow our environment. We can sit there and hope, because eventually the environment will change. But if we keep on running on our belief system and doing the repetitive things that we are currently doing, nothing is going to improve. Just the scenery is going to change. There is no improvement. Good morning. Great. Yourself? All right. There we are. Good morning. There you are. Have a great day. Good morning, good morning. Hey,
good car, huh?
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, buy a new one, man. The new one, please.
No.
It's good, huh?
Nice. 10 years, then I upgrade.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So our environment, our scenery will change, but we won't improve. We will still be running on the same conditioning and the same program and the same day-to-day, right? We can collect all the information, we can go to college, we can gather all this information. We can, you know, go to Bali and learn how to do yoga and breath work and meditation, and all that is great. But if we don't put it onto practice every single day, there is no growth. We will not outgrow our inner self and our external self. We cannot grow out of that environment. The only way to do it is through the PPRR. Prepare, practice, reflect, repeat. That is how I am doing it on every single level of my improvements. through that same method. So, I hope you get the message out of today, considering I am at work and I am slightly distracted, but good morning. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Slightly distracted, but I had this need to speak on that, and I didn't want to wait till later and try to put it all together and explain it. I wanted to explain it in real time as I was expressing myself, as I was feeling myself, and you will get to know me for this. When I express myself is because that's what I feel at the moment. When you hear me say I love you is because that's what I'm feeling at the moment. When I'm showing gratitude or affection or any of that, that's me in the moment. I'm expressing that in my moment. I want you to know how I feel. I want you to know where I am at. So this is one of those times that I wanted to share this with you guys. And it's just a conversation. It's just a conversation just with you and I. This is very personal, and I want to be able to give you all this information that I have. I want to give you all my experiences that I've had in my life. I want to give you everything that I am learning so you can put this into practice. But please, please take yourself seriously. You are responsible for yourself. No one is gonna take care of you like you can take care of yourself. No one's gonna do it for you. No one has done it for you. Look at your current condition. Look at your current health. Nobody has done it for you. And you know the food that you're eating is not healthy. But because of the conditioning that we've had, we justify. We lie to ourselves in order to eat this. We begin the idea of a calendar, or I'm going to begin at the first of the new year. This year I'm going to get healthy. No. Oh, I'm going to start on Monday. No. Start right now. Right now is when you want to implement the PPRR. Do not go another meal. Do not put anything else in your mouth that is not cell food. Please, please take care of yourself. The body is the very first thing that needs to be in order. A clean, healthy gut, eating natural mineral food as much as possible. Begin to implement it every day. Know your limits by reflecting on how you feel just today. Only worry about today. I love you guys very much. I value your existence. I am honored to have this opportunity, this platform. What you will gain out of these personal practices of mine is going to be information that I wish I had when I was a child. Information I wish I had earlier on in life. But please take yourself seriously. And outgrow your environment. There's no external energy that's going to come and save you. There's no external anything that's going to come and do it for you. You have to do the work. You have the willpower. And the only way to do it is to put it into practice. Learn, unlearn, relearn. All the conditioning that you have, all the programs that you have right now, when those thoughts come in, say no. Research that thought that came into your mind, and you will find that 80 to 90% of that information that comes and is recalled through your subconscious mind is incorrect. So we are living a life of conditioning based on lies. Become a free thinker and think for yourself. Learn, unlearn, relearn, and then begin to improve. PPRR. Prepare, practice, reflect, repeat on a daily basis. Don't go another bite without understanding that you are a universe of cells that are made up of minerals.